Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
You're with Dom. Big show today. Great stuff. You got to get in at 855-839-1210. All right. Now, Chris Coons is out there. Kind of ignoring us, Dan. You know, he's doing national shows now. Can't come on here to locals anymore since he's one of the front men for Joe Biden.
Mr. Big Shot over
here. Yeah, he's rumored he'd be the attorney general if Biden is president.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So Coons saying it might be time for military action with this drone attack on Saudi Arabia. You knew that had to be coming, right? Tulsi Gabbard, closer to my sentiment, I think it's a little bit over the top, but closer to my sentiment, says that Trump awaits instructions from his Saudi masters. Having our country act as Saudi Arabia's B-word is not America first. Okay? She's responding to this Trump tweet where he says the U.S. is locked and loaded, ready to respond to an attack against the Saudis. Now, I know what you can say. Well, if we bomb the Iranian airfields like we've done in other things like Syria and things of that nature, then, you know, there's not going to be a war necessarily. So no harm, no foul. Tulsi Gabbard's a little bit over the top here, although I support the general sentiment. Rand Paul yesterday laid it out beautifully. Saudi Arabia is engaged in this civil war in Yemen. They've been merciless in what they've done because they have superior firepower. So some rebel faction that gets the help of Iran, wishing to cause trouble, of course, as always, fires these drones and takes out 5% of the world's oil supply, at least for one day. And we're off to the races. So far, President Trump has not done anything other than tell the Saudis they're going to have to provide proof and to put the American military in a stronger position, more ratcheted up. But, you know, this is putting Trump in an interesting position. This idea that in the past, you may remember in Syria, when we saw that tape of innocent people, children and all being gassed, the president bombed one of the military airfields of the dictator. Okay? That's one thing. You bomb Iran's oil fields, the repercussions might be different. And I don't think the base of Trump supporters is in the mood to be doing that. I don't think they're ratcheting up as Coons is here around something like this just because it's Iran. I think it's fine if we're directly threatened. Now, you could argue, here we go again. Here's the big picture here. Here's the point that comes back that is helpful toward President Trump. Elizabeth Warren in particular, and I believe her, Bernie too, but Elizabeth Warren has said clearly, and she would try to do this. Warren, on the first day in office, would try to, by executive order, ban fracking. Now, you know what that means. We are already, I would not say clearly, energy independent. I don't think anybody reasonable would say we are. But we're on the road to becoming more and more of that due to the wonders of fracking, Marcellus Shale, all that stuff, right? Somebody in that position banning that, given what can happen in the Middle East at any point, or Venezuela, or the world's oil supply, and we don't want to drill in sensitive areas. To someone like Elizabeth Warren, that's everywhere. No, not in the sensitive area. No. So Trump is making us more energy independent. That's good. But are we going to get into this because of the Saudis? In some way, shape, or form, it always comes back to, doesn't this undercut the argument of progressives? Why we need to be doing everything possible to be as energy independent as we possibly can. And that means the fossil fuels, it means fracking, it means windmills, it means solar, it means a Manhattan Project to find other things. That's what we ought to be able to do. And the more we can do that, the more we can get away from these crazies in the Middle East. At least it strengthens our hand, gives us more options. So are you with Coons here, who's ready for the signal, it appears, to go to war over this, or at least to bomb or attack Iran? Are you with Tulsi Gabbard? 855-839-1210. All right, let's go to Marissa, somewhere in Pennsylvania.
Hey, hello.
Hey, Marissa.
Hi, John.
Good morning.
Just so you know, one thing I'm going to tell you first very quick before sometimes we get disconnected. You have a great show because you don't take any sides. But a lot of people here are like in a cult. They either support one thing or another thing instead of give everybody freedom. Listen, if we all agree on something, then we're not going to have a show, any conversation. One person going to mention and we're going to say, okay, and just like sheep, you're going to ding and everybody going to come for lunch.
I love that. Yes, Marissa, we're not dingy here. You're right.
Right?
Yes.
So everybody likes you. You only have a show. All the others after you, they spit on this party, they spit on another party. Get over. Like I said, if you wanted freedom, let them speak.
Well
if
put,
you know
Marissa.
You're right in your heart, then you're good.
Well put, Marissa. I love it. Who's the person you want to have the beer with, Marissa?
George Carlin. That was
one of my choices, too. All right. That is a woman on fire there. Dan, we have to take some of that sound. That is pretty good stuff. I'll have to watch the spitting here. All right, Marissa. Thank you. George Carlin. All right. By the way, Dan unearthed this, or our buddy Sid Weiss on Twitter. Dan, Tell us what he unearthed.
Yeah, so Sid Weiss on Twitter surprisingly found the obituary for Corn Pop.
What we believe to be Corn Pop. Now, this guy's name is William L. Morris. There's an obituary. Passed away with his family at his side December 2nd, 2016, that is, right?
Yeah, I think it's 2016.
Homegoing services will be held. That's an interesting phrase, isn't it? Did you see
homegoing
that?
Homegoing services.
Yeah, meaning you're going home. That's what the church believes.
Okay.
You're going home.
Yep.
I've never seen that in an obituary, though. Homegoing services will be held at Mother UAME Church, 701 East 5th Street. This is in Wilmington, on Saturday, December 10th?
Yeah, 10th, 2016.
Well, that's a long time between passing away and the services.
No, it's not.
8 days?
Not really, no.
Yeah, come on now. What kind of stuff is this? You don't go 8 days. It's four, maximum. Set the over and under at four. Even that's a lot. Viewing will be held from 10 to 12 p.m. Services following arrangements provided by Bell Funeral Home. And it says William L. Morris, age 73, and underneath in parentheses, Corn Pop. Now, could there be two Corn Pops? What? Just think of the vast network of resources we have here, thanks to social media and maniacs who track this down. Could there really be a Corn Pop that Joe Biden actually was not imagining but talking about? But could Biden have imagined? Now, Corn Pop doesn't look very threatening
Corn
to us.
Corn Pop was a bad dude.
Corn Pop doesn't look, first of all, I give too much the size, doesn't look like a big guy, doesn't have a type of face. Now, do you think of Charles Bronson or something? Like, you don't want to mess with this guy, right?
He looks like a very kind individual.
He does. He has a face of kindness in his eyes. I see that in Corn Pop. Can't make out with that hat, what he has as an emblem of a hat. I don't know what Biden found to be so threatening.
Corn Pop was a bad dude.
And ran with bad, what did he say, bad guys or something?
Pop was a bad dude. And he ran a bunch of bad boys.
Is Biden doing that affectation there, you know, that accent, a little bit of the bad dude? The crowd there, I wonder what they were thinking at the pool as he went through this. Okay. But if this really is Corn Pop, Does it give some credibility? Now, will the descendants of Corn Pop?
Whoa, what was that?
Corn Pop, will they come out of the woodwork? And will they...
Porn Cop.
Got him confused here. There's a little transposition here. I'm looking at a funeral thing that's blurred here. Who knows?
I want to see T-Bone's obituary.
Yeah, we want to see if T-Bone has an obituary. Maybe there actually was a Corn Pop. All right. How many could there be in Delaware? Is this guy, did we say he was a serial killer? Get it? Corn Pop?
Ba-dum-tsh.
And this is the guy that Joe Biden faced. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. You get a line. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just push pound 1210. Maybe having a drink with Corn Pop. Someone suggested that in T-Bone. That's one of our leaders so far. We're going to have to decide. I'm still leaning toward Malcolm X. Dan, do you have a lean before we get
Well, I can't
final?
Go with T-Bone and Corn Pop because we've only got confirmation that one of them's dead, so...
Yeah, so maybe we have to go with, T-Bone might still be out there in Newark.
I still like Nikola Tesla.
Again, with the Tesla. I thought you were going to go still with Da Vinci. All right. I like Malcolm X, although throwing in a wild card like Upton Sinclair, that's genius.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have to meet your dad. We have great conversation of all these obscure things to other people. But Upton Sinclair, wow.
It's
the first time I've ever heard in talk radio Upton Sinclair being mentioned. Made my day. Look that up. You learn something every day. If you never heard of Upton Sinclair, come on. It's a great reference. All right, 855-839-1210. And Chris Coons saying it might be time to bomb Iranian oil fields. Tulsi Gabbard saying Trump awaits instructions from his Saudi masters. Having our country act as Saudi Arabia's B-word is not America first. I would agree with that. This is going to be a big moment here. And, I know it's tough. It must be tough for presidents. Every president seems as if they don't want to cross the Saudis. And we get it, oil. Isn't this another stunning example of why America must do all that we can to be energy independent? We just cannot get involved with this nonsense, particularly with the Saudis, who are repulsive. Let's face it. If they didn't have oil, what would our stance toward them be? That's all it comes down to.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.